We're on with Mike Winters, Senior Vice President and Business Banking Team Leader at Associated Bank. Mike, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Certainly an honor to represent the team and represent Associated Bank.
Well, we're glad to have you, and we want to focus our conversation on something that you're probably very familiar with, and being on the business banking team there is this Small Business Saturday, which is coming up, and this is huge for small businesses. Every year, it gets bigger and bigger as more businesses participate, and also when, you know, word of mouth gets out to consumers that that's what's happening, they shift their business to these small businesses. Talk to us a little bit about why it's so important, why especially your clients look forward to Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, so for us, I mean, we're a resource for business clients all throughout Chicago and serving the small business space, which by volume make up the majority of business. And so for us, the holidays are here. Everyone is out there searching or starting to think about what is that perfect gift. And, you know, this year is probably a little unique. I haven't necessarily looked at prices quite yet for holiday shopping, but you've heard the term many times around inflation, and you can't help but think items might cost a little bit more this year than they have in years past. And so, you know, it's probably going to take a little bit of creativity, probably a little bit of forward thinking, and probably take a lot to deliver for loved ones in a big way. And so, you know, post-Thanksgiving is obviously Black Friday and probably one of the more significant shopping or spending days of the year. And then you have Cyber Monday a couple days thereafter, which, you know, larger e-commerce day, internet shopping day of the year. And then you have Small Business Saturday right in between the two, which, you know, falls on the 26th this year, the Saturday directly after Thanksgiving. And it is a significant spending day. And, you know, not only is it a local initiative, it's become a national initiative and something that's been around almost as long as Cyber Monday. You know, it's an initiative that was set up to drive retail patronage, to support local communities, to support local business. So it's more than just a shopping day as others are. It's an opportunity to impact your community. You know, you look at what that means to business owners. A huge percent of the money that is spent on Small Business Saturday or just in small business in general stays within the community. Again, small businesses make up a really large percentage of what business is in America. And you can't help but think about what a small business, when a small business is doing well in the community, what that might lead to. And you start thinking about, you know, hiring or job creation. You start thinking about spending more locally or impacting or giving to charities locally. You know, some of the taxes that are spent are going to boost schools, libraries, and infrastructure in the communities where we live and work. And so Small Business Saturday, long answer to your question, is huge because the impact is not only on the gift-giving season, but the impact is really forward-thinking about, you know, the impact that you can have on the communities where you live and work.
There's so many pluses to Small Business Saturday. One of the things I like most is that generally, if you go to a business district, a small business district, most of the businesses are cooperating and participating. And so, you know, there's a holiday theme. There's sometimes, you know, free giveaways. There's you know, free snacks and beverages as well. But there's also the gift that you can get is a whole lot different than you'd buy at, let's say, a big box store or something like that. It's more, you can find a more personal gift.
I absolutely agree. I mean, you look at the owners of businesses throughout the community, and all communities are diverse in terms of small business offerings, but those owners are 100% committed to their purpose, you know, be it a coffee shop or a bookstore or a retail boutique, or even an establishment where you can get more extravagant gifts. That owner has committed their livelihood to that sole purpose. So as you think about, you know, knowledge, expertise, experience, personalized offering, there's a ton of value to that. And to your point, some small businesses don't carry the same overhead as larger organizations. So there's an opportunity there for potential cost savings. There's an opportunity there to just receive that improved or personalized experience from a person that's committed to their business and to their purpose.
Yeah, one of the areas that it jumps off the page at me, I was looking at a couple of different places across Chicagoland that are going to be doing things for Small Business Saturday, and one of them is in the Bronzeville area, so right around 35th and King Drive. But it's sort of an all-day affair. They have there's a stage there. They're going to do some entertainment stuff. There's a vendor situation. They're going to have breakfast, and there's going to be a resource provider on scene as well. But then all of the local businesses along the stretch there are going to be doing different things. Talk to us a little bit about events like this and, you know, maybe specifically what the Bronzeville community is trying to do there.
Yeah, so I would encourage anyone, you know, take a look and get connected in to your community and see what's out there. I mean, there's a ton around social media in terms of signing up for email alerts, looking for those special events. You know, connect with local businesses online or through whatever mechanism that you're using. And I think if you're thinking about capitalizing on this holiday, on this shopping day, or on this community giving day, you know, have a plan. Loop in, you know, some family members that you have, or friends, neighbors, other folks within the community, because they're going to have connections to business owners that you might not. Their experiences might not represent ones that you've had in the past, but those that you're looking forward to. So in terms of the event that you're referring to in Bronzeville, it is the larger gathering for this purpose. And it's, again, Saturday on the 26th, Small Business Saturday. And it's the Absolutely Essential Gift Shop in Bronzeville. And it's a gathering of 20 entrepreneurs to showcase their work, to showcase, you know, what it is that they're doing in the community. Long-standing event, but it's an opportunity for, you know, not only for residents, but for owners, for hobbyists, enthusiasts. 5 minutes just east of White Sox Park on the south side of Chicago, 3521 South King Drive, free parking on site. It's 10 to 5. But to your point, represents one of hundreds of initiatives throughout the 77 communities within Chicago that you might want to explore. Again, getting to know business owners, but thinking about what it means to you, because Small Business Saturday is different for everyone. It can be as simple as grabbing a cup of coffee at your coffee shop or a book at your favorite bookstore, maybe an extravagant gift at a larger establishment. Mm. You know, make it what it is for you, because the thing I think that's important to think about is that you are paving the way for your community going forward through your investment. And I just think, yeah, that Absolutely Essential Gift Shop is representative of hundreds of opportunities that we have on a day that's really become a national tradition. And it's pretty cool. And for us in business banking, you know, we are a resource for business owners throughout Greater Chicago, the team that I cover. And, you know, it's really easy to manage the growth of our business on a balance sheet or on financials. What we really like to do is manage that on community giving, effort, commitment, and making a difference where we live and work. And it's so much greater than, you know, providing a place to store money or lending money when needed. It's how can we make this a better place for generations to come? And that's exactly what Small Business Saturday is doing throughout the country.
And Mike, that's a good segue into the next question that I wanted to get your take on. And that is the mayor of Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot, has proposed the next 2 years of her capital improvement plan. This is, for people who are familiar with it, the Invest South and West initiative. And she's announced a couple more years of the program and where she's going to invest money through infrastructure improvements. Talk to us a little bit about this and how, in the bigger sense, this will help local communities and those local businesses that we're hoping that Small Business Saturday helps.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fantastic. And to your point, a great segue. I saw the announcement from the mayor's office as well. And yeah, multi-year, multi-billion dollar infrastructure investment to really tackle some underinvestment in years prior, to support neighborhood economies, to make Chicago, from an equity standpoint, the same across the community in terms of safer streets, cleaner waterways, improved public facilities. I mean, it's an equity-focused initiative. I believe it's the third year of a five-year initiative just to distribute resources. Something close to 7,000 jobs have been created through the initiative. And not only is it fantastic, and not only is it going to elevate Chicago as a community for residents or for future residents, but it speaks to what can be accomplished through days such as Small Business Saturday and through initiatives such as those that we take on with an Associated Bank as well. You know, similarly, we have a $3.37 billion multi-year community commitment just in terms of down payment assistance, in terms of lending throughout the greater community to create sustainability, you know, promote volunteering. We're going to close in on 14,000 volunteering hours to make a difference in our community. And it's all of these things that come together to make that happen. So, you know, days such as Small Business Saturday, where money is staying within the community, you know, to help pave the way for some initiatives like what we're doing, and at Associated Bank, all hands on deck, you know, to make sure that, you know, not only are we growing our business, but we're growing our presence in the community and making this the place that not only we want to be, but future generations would like to as well.
And it's very simple. It's you fix the streets, you fix the sidewalks, you repair the bridges and beautify the waterfronts. You're going to drive people into areas of the community where they haven't perhaps been before.
Yeah, absolutely. Safer streets and just, again, getting to know your community, wanting to be in your community and taking advantage of where you are is key, right? I mean, it could be so easy for a day like Small Business Saturday to come and go with very little action, or we continue to go through the same motions. But again, setting up and having a plan and saying, hey, you know what, I'm committed to making a difference where I am through the motions that we're going to go through regardless, I think it's fantastic. And so would encourage or implore everyone to take advantage. I mean, it's the holiday season and nothing like getting out and doing some things that we haven't and getting some friends and family involved in that as well.
Yeah, especially after a couple of years of a pandemic and staying at home for this, generally this time of year. We did that a couple of years in a row now, and so this is the first real big year to venture out and do all of the things we used to do.
Yeah, and that's what we're seeing. I mean, data has proven it, right? The data has proven that money's staying within the community through small business. Data is proving that consumers are still visiting retail establishments, and that data has proven that consumer spending helps drive our economy. So there's so many reasons to get out of the house. And again, you know, with the weather that we've seen of late, now more time than ever to get outside. The holiday season is here, and take advantage of a nice opportunity.
Mike, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Yeah, so look forward to any future conversation. And again, we're a resource for all business owners or consumers throughout the community. So easily be contacted at 312-925-6332. Again, 312-925-6332. Or by email at Michael, michael.winters@associatedbank.com. So michael.winters@associatedbank.com.
All right. Thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back on again.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. Greatly appreciated.